Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8 to 21. I'm Howard Feldman. We've been talking this morning about the things that people steal from restaurants. And we've got into some very interesting conversations. One of you, Jenny, saying that she's even stolen a blanket off a flight. Well, it's not exactly a restaurant, but they do serve food, so maybe it is. And then we got into this conversation, well, if they bring toothpicks to the table, is that for you to take? Also, I think it was Anton with an Anton L saying that if it's made from steel, then don't steal, i.e. if it's cutlery, real cutlery, don't take it. So it's been quite an interesting discussion, and we wanted to understand a little bit more about it. Wendy Elberts is the Restaurant Association of South Africa's CEO. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Happy spring to everybody.
Absolutely.
And thank you for inviting us.
A great pleasure. So first of all, how much of a problem? Obviously, shrinkage, pilferage in the restaurant industry is a very real concern, but it also comes from, you know, both internal and external. We want to focus on the external today, on guests, on visitors who are at the restaurants and decide that something is theirs for the taking. How serious are... Oh, dear. We seem to have lost Wendy. Let's hope. There we go. Wendy, are you back with
yes.
us? Right, so we wanted to know how serious a problem this is.
So look, shrinkage and pilferage in restaurants is obviously a massive problem for us. It impacts the bottom line, the profitability, as well as the turnover of our businesses. So, and it all boils down to good management. And I think that's what is most important, is we need to ensure that staff are adequately trained. So in many of our top-end restaurants where management is very prevalent and we've got good staff and good management, we can see that, you know, when plates have gone to the table, we're not putting excessive crockery and cutlery out. When the waiters take back the plates, they're mindful, they're looking for a knife, a fork, a spoon, etc., what may have been done. So they're generally well-trained to be able to be observant. And for those patrons that have been chancers, there's been many times where staff have caught them out for trying to take condiments or table decoration or crockery, cutlery, plates, tomato sauce, Tabasco sauce, and they're quite ahead of themselves and they are able to ask the clients to please return it. In restaurants, you know, yeah. where there isn't a lot of good management, we certainly can see that the crockery and cutlery and condiments certainly get lifted off the table. And I think it's just an indication of the type of person that is doing the thieving. You know, they shouldn't be eating out in restaurants if they want to take things knowingly that doesn't belong to them. You know, you're not entitled to take knives, forks, plates, spoons, tomato sauce bottles, salt, pepper, sachets, sugar sachets.
Oh, let's talk about sugar sachets, right. Yes. Because what about things like, you know, people talking about this morning, people talking about toothpicks, people saying that if they bring you the bill and that's got sweets in it, can you take all of the sweets? What about, you know, those, the, if you, I don't know, chopsticks in a plastic? What is reasonable and what is not reasonable?
You know, everything that's put on the table is there for in-house use. So, you know, it all speaks for good manners again, you know, and not to take things that don't belong to you, you know. So use what is needed. It's given gracefully for your disposable. And at the end, to leave it so that we can return it.
Oh, the line is really, really not a good one.
No, you can't.
Oh, there we go. Wendy, you're back.
Yes. I said one can absolutely not take anything out of a restaurant that does not belong to you.
Right, but let's just say the sweets. So they bring you a sweets with your bill, with the invoice, and you know, there are five sweets there, and you wouldn't mind taking one, eating it now and then, one in the car on the way home. Is that a problem? Is that wrong to do?
No, obviously the bill fold and the sweets in the bill fold is a token of appreciation to say thank you for your patronage that comes with the bill, and the sweets are generally taken with the bill out of the bill fold. That's something that's given to you personally. But things that are on display on the table that are there for use should really just be for use at the time that you're enjoying a meal within the restaurant.
Sure, you have just guilted my entire listenership, Wendy. I actually don't want to let you go now because I'm going to have to deal with it. Because I tell you, if we see some of the messages from people, no, I'm not. I'm really only being a little bit facetious. But it's such an interesting thing because there's almost this distinction that people have made between the in inverted commas, disposables and non-disposables. So if there are a couple of toothpicks on the table, you know, in a little wrapping, is it, you know, and I guess we've also been trained by hotel rooms, because, you know, you go into a hotel room and there are those little shampoos, conditioners, and people are, you know to take that. So it's just a fascinating human study.
Look, the line of measurement that I always tell people is, you know, the same way you would want your guests to treat your home and not leave with your soap or your towels or your coffee or your cups or saucers. It's the same way that you have respect when you enter into our homes, which is a restaurant that obviously is there to serve people and create a memorable space.
Absolutely right. All right, so there we go. Now you've heard it. You've heard it from the CEO of the Restaurant Association of South Africa. Stop taking that stuff. Stop taking it, because Wendy will not be impressed with you. Wendy Alberts, Restaurant Association of South Africa CEO. Why are customers stealing things from restaurants? I feel so guilty now. And I'm feeling guilty for all of you, by the way. I'm not somebody who takes things from restaurants. I mean, aside from, okay, whatever. I'm not going to what I do take. Michiel says that, is it wrong then, because I sometimes take the toilet paper. Oh dear. And Jenny says that's it, she's taking the blanket back to El Al because she feels very guilty having taken that. I mean, she was walking around with this blanket of shame anyway, and now after that conversation with Wendy, oh boy, I think it's really, really, you've all been schooled, hey? And Wendy is not impressed.